The nation's terror alert level has been raised once again to orange, the second highest state of alert. In addition, the government is putting into place what it calls Operation Liberty Shield. In a press conference this morning, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge outlined a list of added security measures, ranging from increased patrols at the nation's ports, borders, and airports, to the temporary detention of some people seeking asylum in the United States.
America wants us to be prepared. America wants us to take precautionary measures. But we need to understand it's all predicated upon what bin Laden and the terrorists have said and what they've claimed they will do under certain sorts of circumstances. And it's our job to be prepared.
Around the nation, firefighters and other emergency personnel are gearing up for a role on the front lines of any domestic attacks. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, many say they lack the right equipment and training.
When firefighters here in Fairfax County, Virginia, answer a call these days, they never really know what they'll find. Fire Captain Mike Moeller says things have changed since he joined the department 26 years ago.
We were running house fires, auto accidents, and heart attacks. My job has evolved into the area of hazardous materials, now weapons of mass destruction, and I would hope that, you know, we're not operating the same way I was 26 years ago, because it will get us killed.
While many departments have specialized hazmat and emergency response teams, most first-line firefighters still use gear that will not protect them against biological, chemical, or radiological attack. Very few have equipment that can detect what kind of threat they face. Moeller, who's president of the Virginia Professional Firefighters Union, wants the government to spend more money to help protect firefighters against such attacks, just as it's done for U.S. troops in the Middle East.
All we're asking is some kind of attention to the fact that while they're on the front line over there, we're on the front line right here, and we anticipate seeing the same kind of threats that they're faced with.
One big complaint is the type of breathing apparatus used by most firefighters. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has been testing these respirators over the past year, but so far, only a few models have been certified for protection in the event of a chemical, biological, or radiological attack. Fairfax officials say it will cost $500,000 to upgrade their gear to meet the testing standard. Daryl Lauder is program manager for the county's hazmat response team. He points to the breathing apparatus worn by one firefighter and says it won't guard against nerve or blister agents such as mustard gas.
You see how the rubber seals against the face right there? And that's what keeps the outside air, either the chemical or the smoke or whatever, from going through normally. And then it's possible with some of these chemicals that it will come up, attack the outside, and then permeate through and get into where her breathing space is.
Federal officials say they're sympathetic to the concerns, but they also note that money is on the way. The omnibus appropriation bill approved by Congress earlier this year includes $750 million in grants for firefighting equipment and training. U.S. Fire Administrator David Paulison, now with the Department of Homeland Security, says the money should start to flow by June 1st.
So we are trying to address the issue. What we also have to understand, though, is that most of the stuff that we respond to, the equipment that we use, is also equipment good enough to use in a terrorist attack.
He said even though a chemical, biological, or radiological attack is possible, it's far more likely that firefighters will have to deal with a more traditional explosion or fire. House Whip Roy Blunt wasn't very optimistic when he addressed more than 800 firefighters in Washington yesterday. They came to the Capitol to lobby for more federal funds. But Blunt noted that Congress is already struggling over how to deal with huge projected deficits.
You cannot make every community in America ready with federal funds for anything that could possibly happen, no matter what it was. It just can't be done.
He said some priorities have to be set. But firefighters are increasingly annoyed that politicians hail them as Homeland Security heroes without addressing their concerns. They say right now their safety and the safety of the people they're trying to protect should be a priority. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.